Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey guys, this is Dave from Fear of Water, and you are listening to the Brutally Delicious Podcast.
So I guess first off, my question is, how does somebody who's born technically deaf, or for what I'm reading, hearing impaired, end up creating music, and not just creating music, but creating for some of the biggest artists, in the genre?
Sure. You and I were talking offline a little bit about this, but, that journey of, literally starting my life with greatly damaged and impaired hearing, and my initial understanding of human communication was music before I even understood what language is, and certainly well many years before I could talk. And it created this kind of instinctual, what would become a lifelong, almost fate-driven bond that I have with the universe of music that has absolutely driven my entire journey. And I'm pretty late in, I don't want to say late. I've been on this road for a really long time and really grinding out. And so, as I have some momentum behind me and some success, and Systemic featuring Aaron Nordstrom of Gemini Syndrome just debuted at number 41 on the SMR Top 50, which is great. I'm incredibly grateful for this. I don't feel like it's about time I'm deserved this, but there's going to be a lot of people who are hearing me for the very first time and like, who is this guy? Where'd he come from? And I was like, I promise you, I've been doing this for 20 years.
Right. Which is going to bring me to what we were talking about a little earlier before we got started. You are not the overnight sensation. You had to put a ton of work into it. And I think that makes you appreciate this a whole lot more, right? The journey.
Yes, that. And I also feel like, even though people are still getting to know me, like I feel like, I want to phrase this correct. I feel like I'm the representative of like the common musician, and I'm not saying about like my talent level or like my artistic contribution, but just like who I am as an individual. I've gone through so many of the struggles that so many of your listeners have gone through. I've had so many false starts and dead ends and unfulfilled promises and things that seemed like a sure shot that just never manifested, or just total universal chaos seeming to step in and be like, nope, no dreams for you. I've actually had so much of that, when the first single that I had with one of these first collaborations, Codependent Parasites with Elias Soriano, started charting, and it made it all the way to number 10. And it's on, hundreds of radio stations in the country. Like, I hadn't heard it in my local radio station until it debuted on Octane. And that was months after the song came out. And I talked to my radio guy about it. I talked to my therapist about it. I was like, there is this enormous voice screaming in the back of my head that's like, this isn't real. This is bullshit. This isn't happening. You've been doing this for 20 years and it hasn't happened before. So why would it happen now?
So how do you fight those demons, and how do you dig in and get up and fight the next day?
Honestly, man, therapy has been, I can't recommend therapy enough. I know that, yeah, exactly, dude. But especially for men, and maybe in our generation, like there's this unnecessary stigma against therapy. Yeah. And it's one of the best decisions I've ever made in my life. It's not easy. It's like going to the gym. And I had to go through four therapists before I found my right dude. Yes.
I think going into it, you still have that in the back of your head. Even if like you're like me, I'm open-minded, I'm going to try it. You still have that sort of thing in the back of your head. Like, man, I'm going to spill all the shit to somebody.
Oh, absolutely. I feel that way. I've been doing it for years, every single week for years. And I still every week feel like it literally is just very much so feels like going to the gym, where it's like, I don't want to do this. It's going to be uncomfortable, but I also know, again, analogous with the gym, like those endorphins are going to be released. I'm going to feel better. I'm going to feel lighter. I'm going to feel catharsis after I go through this. So yeah, honestly, that's a huge part of it is, I don't think any of us are equipped to to bear the weight of the world and the burdens of an entire lifetime by ourselves. And especially men, we're taught to like rub some dirt on it. Obviously, making music is a huge thing for me in terms of like my own. Like, if I knew that no other human ever would hear my music again, I would still make music until I die because it is my catharsis. It's the way that I breathe and process some of the toughest moments
World.
in life.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so that's a huge part of it. And I have fortunately, like, I think keeping up the momentum, honestly, doing stuff like this, like talking to you is a big thing because I'm not out there right now. Like, I'm not, because Fear Water is a one man band. It's not that I seek validation. It's literally this like tangible confirmation that this is a real thing. One of those things would be like a room full of people singing the song back to me, or like,
Right.
you know, I'm the drummer for the band Raw, and I've gone on tour with them multiple times, hanging at that merch table and talking to those fans who listened to that same first album as I did 20 years ago. And, you know, we have similar bands in common, or like we went to the same college or group in the Midwest or whatever. Like, having those bonds and connections really make the experience tangible for me. So for the time being, it's these conversations and interviews. It's a ton of like my engagement on social media channels. People write me messages all the time or just talk with me in the comment section. Like, I really, really appreciate that. But it's a daily, I'm not gonna say struggle, it's a daily process. Therapy is a big part of it. I think just being mindful and present and taking time to smell the roses about the good success that's happening right now, because I'm also so wrapped up in like the next, I'm starting three songs with Joseph
Right.
McQueen next week, and like still have five songs with Kyle O'Dell, who did Codependent Parasites with Elias from Nonpoint, that are still like, there's so much, the ball, like the gears are still in motion on such a huge level that sometimes I get distracted from the awesomeness that's happening right now.
So I'm going to stay with this sort of mental health thing for a
Sure. Yeah,
second.
let's do it.
Sorry if that's not where you
Oh,
want to
let's do
go,
it.
but
Let's do it.
do you find that, because I know for me, I find that doing 30 different things, so the podcast and movies or films that I worked on or the cooking show, it keeps me busy. So sometimes I'm like, maybe I'm doing all of that to not have to face the inner demons.
Yeah, man. I know exactly what you're talking about. I do think that that's a good thing about, I'm just gonna say, creating art. Like, music is my art, but there's obviously so many other forms of art. You know, painting, illustration, dance, poetry, anything like that. So I think I take a similar path. And you know, I'm a huge procrastinator in general. So procrastinating on feeling things that I want to feel, yeah, sign
Right.
me up. But then music, it's like I'm doing music, I'm picking up these guitars or sitting at this drum set to distract myself, but then it ends up coming full circle and being the thing that confronts me with what I'm struggling with. And then I have that process and catharsis through writing about it or being inspired by it. Instead of just like journaling or something like that. So like whatever works for people. But yeah, I totally agree. There's like a deferment thing that ends up coming full circle because of music for me.
Yeah, sometimes I even try and find where I feel like I'm finding things to do that I don't necessarily need to do just to not sit on the couch
I
and
know
do
exactly what you mean. I have this huge to-do list, like a 400 checklist to-do list on my
Right.
phone. And if I have something either like really pressing work-wise or like really crippling emotionally, I'm like, man, I did the laundry, check that off. And like, you know, yeah, that kind
Let
of
me
thing.
ask you one more thing and then we'll go back to Fear Water.
Yeah, sure.
Do you ever
Dude, this
find
is,
this?
for what it's worth, this is all Fear of Water. Like, these are the things, like, this is me, this is my life, and I'm a one-man band. So all of this stuff
Do you ever find
influences what I do
yourself
or do not do.
putting things on the to-do list you've already done so you can
Yes.
cross it off?
Yes, dude. That feeling of like, I do that green check mark thing, and I was like, oh wait, I did that thing 30 minutes ago. It wasn't even on the list. I'm like, yeah, achievement.
Yes.
It's like life cheating, but still, like,
My
yeah,
wife thinks I'm
totally get it.
nuts, but yes, I 100% do that. And I'm like,
I'm
I did
glad
it.
you
I'm
understand,
putting it
man.
on there.
I'm glad you understand. Like, it literally, so I don't know about you. I'm a gamer, and like, it's like leveling up for me. It really is like making progress on my character. And if I can, just in the same way that I'm not hearing the song on my song on my radio station, like if I'm not actually tracking the things that I'm achieving, and I'm just like, whatever, I know that I need to get this done. And once I get this done, just trudge forward and get the next thing done. I lose perspective. I think we all get that. We get that
Yeah.
with our diets, a weight loss journey, or maintaining a relationship. One day you wake up and it's just like, oh, I'm fucking bored with you, or we don't like each other anymore because we didn't keep track of ourselves. We didn't check in. So yeah, that's a huge thing for sure. Yeah.
Welcome to us talking about our podcast for a minute.
What's the name of that podcast?
That's Axe to Grind, and right now you're going to be getting a little taste of it, right down to the shaking microphone and all.
And my name's Bob.
And my name's Patrick, and usually we're joined by Tom.
Tom's the best. Tom has a real grown-up job that requires him to be at work, but we talk about decidedly not-so-grown-up things like...
hardcore music and things that people that like hardcore music tend to like.
So that could be the latest shows, revisiting classic material, talking about the new classics, all the little dorm room nonsense that you imagine from a niche music podcast that you either love, want to love, or hate.
Yeah, imagine all the emotions that you have towards a genre that has impacted your life, and then condense them down to an hour to 2 hours a week.
So triangulate your speakers. Think about jumping off the bed, singing along, dancing like an idiot, and listen to Axe to Grind podcast.
So what is, I know we're running up on time. What does Fear of Water look like live? Is there any chance or is it planned?
There absolutely is a chance. And there has been, like I said, I've been doing this for a long time, even though the vast majority of people are just hearing me for the first time. And there have been iterations where I have had a band, like a Trent Reznor type model, where I write everything. I arrange everything, I record everything, and then I find like-minded musicians who want to help bring my vision to life. And, you know, of course, it's not democratic, but I'm also not a control freak. Right. If they have some like special sauce, some thoughts or whatever, especially for like the live execution of a song, I'm all for it. But yeah, those iterations have come and gone. I'm just really focused now on making the best music possible, and doing that as like a one-man apparatus has been more efficient for me, especially with this current focus of for the foreseeable future. Like, everything that I do is going to be a single with a featured artist. And so far, you know, I've done with the singers of El Nino, Nonpoint, Gemini Syndrome, Raw, and then Clint Lowry from Seven Dust.
Marcus?
Yeah, Marcos Leal. Yeah.
I'm real good friends with Marcus.
What, oh, hell yeah, man. Like, I was so excited. And he was actually the first guy that worked with me. And I'm this, like, you know, maybe we're going to be talking 3 years from now and crazy shit's happening. But, like, he was the first guy to say yes to me. And I, you know, I get it. Like, I people don't know me. So a stranger reached out to him and was like, I respect you and love what you're doing. I wrote a song that I think you would sound amazing on, but, like, you don't owe me anything. Like, there's right. So many reasons I would have respected why he would have said no. But he said yes, and he absolutely crushed it. And he even like wrote bars for the bridge, which was not a part of the original song. And like, phenomenal performer, great human. He had huge shoes to fill when he came into El Nino, and he's done an amazing job. I think they're doing some of their best music to date. He kills it live. Like, I really, really like and respect that guy. Yeah.
I've never seen him with El Nino. I've seen him with Shattered Sun.
Shattered Sun for sure. Yeah. He's awesome.
Anyway, so if fans want to find you, how do they get a hold of you?
Social media is the best way for the time being. Well, certainly, like, wherever you stream and download music, Fear of Water is there. Have many, many albums out. Been putting that out since 2007. Have this like string of collaborations, and a lot more of that's going to be coming out. And then Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube, Fear of Water is the best place to find me. And truly, like, and you know, as an independent artist at my level, or any independent artist at this level, like, Every person counts. Every one song added to one playlist actually moves the needle and helps the algorithm. And I'm very social about social media. Like, if you want to talk to me, if you want to give me feedback on the music, you want to request something, whatever, like, shoot me a DM, comment on a post. Like, I literally respond to everyone. So hit me up.
You just end up getting there.
I love that. I think it's great. You know, I hope we can talk again, and it won't be, you know, I'll show up on time. I promise.
Okay. And, no worries. We got it done. I'm probably like 2-3 weeks out, but I'll get it to Charlie when it's ready.
Cool. Sounds good, man. I will get this over to you when it's done rendering.
All right.
Thank you, my friend. Have a good one. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it, dude.
Have a good weekend.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey, this is Dewey Halpas, host of Peer Pleasure on the Sound Talent Media Podcast Network. Join me each week as I explore another long-form conversation with one of your favorite musicians, actors, comedians, or creatives. From Chino Moreno of the Deftones, John Gorley of Portugal the Man, to Fat Mike from NoFX, and Ian MacKay from Fugazi and Minor Threat, we go all over the map. From Fall Out Boy to Slayer, Peer Pleasure has it all. Check us out now on Sound Talent Media.